Everybody, hope you're doing awesome, hope you're being amazing, hope you're doing all the stuff that you want to do in life and more. For this one, don't know what I'm even going to title it, but if you've seen the title, that's what we're going to be talking about. The reason I want to be talking about therapy, I suppose I'm just going to go therapy in blunt terms, or broad terms, I should say, is it's been a pretty big theme for this week. It's not just like one or two clients, it's everything that I'm seeing on, not everything, but a high percentage that I'm seeing on TikTok comments, on some Instagram comments, on like messages that I'm having with people through Instagram as well. And then also actual clients that I'm working with. So I figured this would just be like, why the hell not just turn it into a bit of a podcast? Don't know how long it's going to go for, but you know that I like to ramble. So therapy is an awesome thing. I think it is amazing to be able to talk everything out. It's basically like a superpower. And at the end of the day, I'm recommending therapy because that's a thing that if a lot more people did it, I would probably do a lot less work. And I mean, I probably shouldn't recommend it then because it's going to be fucking my business. But either way, you're just going to be feeling better. And that's what we're here for. Therapy is awesome when you start talking through things and being able to get to the root cause of what's going on. So you can really figure out, what am I working against? Everyone has reasons that they're not doing something. And whether that is a mental or emotional block, or whether it's just like, oh, I don't like doing that, so I do something else. Who knows? It could be simple. It could be complex. The amount of people that I work with, and obviously what I'm seeing at the moment, is it's very complex issues that people don't want to face. Every single person is a highly emotional person. And if you say that you are not a emotional person and you're extremely logical, then you're kind of lying to yourself. Main reason I say that, and I could be completely wrong on this, but the main reason that I believe it is everything starts with our emotions. We want to do something because we feel uncomfortable or because it evokes us into massive positive feelings. That's why we want to do it. If we talk about stress eating, emotional eating, whatever it's going to be, that is emotional. I mean, in the fucking name of it, emotional eating, yes. But we do it for comfort. We do it to feel better. Even if it does make us feel shit, the brain doesn't recognize that, oh, that's going to make us feel worse. Because it only takes snapshots of like that instant gratification thing to be like, this is amazing. I ran over this with a client last week or the week before, can't remember, sometime, but it's the recency bias. And the example that I used was basically hiking. I don't hike. I think it's fucking awful. But anyway, for me personally, it's amazing in terms of getting your steps up and feeling awesome and just conquering some things. But holy fuck, I have not gone on a hike once that I have enjoyed. Anyway, you go on a hike and let's say you're picturing it's going to be the best thing. You're climbing this massive mountain and you're going to get the views and it's going to be awesome. But it's going to take you about 2 days to get there and you're going to have to camp overnight. Probably going to end up having to camp 2 nights because obviously you got to get the fuck out. You start, you're excited, you're training for it. You're all ready, you're packed up, you've got yourself, friends, like camping supplies, you've got the food, you've got everything ready for like a massive adventure. You feel like you're Bilbo going on that journey and everything would be amazing. First hour or two, awesome. For 90% of the hike, it's going to feel like shit. It's raining. You're slipping everywhere. There is loose terrain everywhere that you are stepping. You go to set up your tent, one of the pegs snaps. Like just imagine everything that could go wrong for this hike after the first hour or two has gone wrong. And it's nothing major of like someone has fallen and broken their leg or anything. It's just all the extremely inconvenient shit that adds up. And for 90% of this, for 98% of the hike, you're like, fuck this. I'm never doing this again. This is awful. I hate this. I'm never coming back, but I'm going to finish it because I said that I would. The last hour, the weather clears up. You start finding some more solid rocks to step on. You start to be like, oh my God, this is the end. We're coming to the end of it. You start to perk up a little bit. Then at the very last minute of the trip, you're standing on top of this mountain. The sun is just beaming into your face. It is the most beautifully majestic horizon that you have ever seen. The sunrise or sunset, whichever you prefer, is just golden. And it is beautiful. It is everything that people are trying to fucking Instagram. And in that moment, you go, oh, this wasn't too bad. I reckon I'd do this again. Probably, you probably would, because you have the recency bias, because you're not worrying about the 98% of shit that you just went through. You're worrying about right now. And you're going, oh, right now. Yeah, that's not too bad. I would do this again because right now it is paying off. So you will have that memory of, oh, remember when we went on that hike and the view was here and this was awesome and we did this and it was, you will remember that massive positive moment. So whenever you think of hiking, you'll think of this majestic view. It will take you some time to go, ah, yeah, but it was kind of shit. I remember the tent peg broke. I remember I lost a shoe. I remember it was constantly raining. I remember the tent actually fell down because it was so fucking windy. Then you'll start to remember the negatives and go, yeah, maybe I probably won't do that. That is a very similar thing that we are trying to sort of work against when it comes to emotional eating, stress eating, whatever it could possibly be. And we're using the logic to bias our emotions. But we're going, no, it's not because of how I'm feeling or what I'm thinking. It's because this is going to be the most logical path and that makes the most sense. But I know a lot of people that are using broken logic because it's not about the logic. It's about addressing the emotions. But most people don't want to talk about the emotions because that's uncomfortable. I can't tell you how many people I have worked with in the past that have gone, I'm an extremely logical person. And if it makes sense, I will do it. And I go, yep, cool. This is how it makes sense. And they go, I'm not going to do that. It doesn't make sense. I'm like, okay, let me explain it, run it through and basically say, this is why this is happening. And boom, 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 ABC, whatever it's going to be. This is how scientifically, here is the proof. Here is everything. This is why it's going to be the best choice for us to do this. Yeah, no, I saw an Instagram video or a TikTok video like 4 years ago. And I don't think that's right. I'm not going to do it. Okay. So there is no logic. There is emotions and beliefs. The logic that we are using is I did this and this is my experience, so therefore that must be true. As opposed to I did this and this was my experience. I wonder how it could be improved. I wonder what could be different. I wonder why it could be wrong. It's opening yourself up for questions to go, okay, if you really are a logical person, you will be okay with being wrong. You will be okay with being corrected. You will be okay with challenging your beliefs and your thoughts and basically going, okay, this is how I want to improve my life. I'm going to have to be open to maybe something different. You're absolutely entitled to your opinion and your beliefs and go, this is my belief and I'm not flexing on it. That's entirely fine. You can do that. I have worked with people before that I've gone, seed oils aren't bad for you. And they go, you are a fucking idiot. I want my money back. I'm like, okay. Like I've tried to explain to them how seed oils are not bad and how basically everything can be healthy and everything can be unhealthy using the analogy of like water is extremely healthy. Just do that. It's like, yeah, but if you drink 12 liters of water a day, then it becomes unhealthy, doesn't it? You risk drowning. Like you're not drowning, but that's what it is. You're drowning because you're having water. So there's a bit of context and nuance that has to go into literally everything that we are doing. If we said water is healthy, yes. Short answer would be yes, that is healthy. We need that in the body because we're primarily made up of it. Okay, but I'm drinking 15 liters a day. Okay, maybe we settle the fuck down. That's not healthy. We need to bring that back. So everything will have a short answer and then context and nuance to it as well. So the recency bias will be, I feel like shit. I need comfort. And that analogy that I used of being on top of the mountain after the awful hike, you will take that with food and you will go, you will take that and apply it to food, I should say. And you will go, okay, well, I need to feel better. What do I do? Ooh, hey, remember when we eat a HSP, a kebab, a whatever it is, that makes us feel better. I need to do that. And it's like, okay, let's do that. Even if you give it a little bit, if you don't allow yourself to feel and remember things and try to put the context in place, it will almost be like, okay, I'm going to do this in whatever time it's going to be, like 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, whatever. And it's like, I'm going to delay because I want the logical brain to come in. And if you are sitting there and going, I need this, I need this, I need this. My life is incomplete unless I have this. This is going to fix everything and make me feel better. If that complete obsessiveness comes into it, then it's like, yeah, there's fucking no point in delaying because you're telling yourself constantly that you need it. You're not challenging anything. You're not feeling anything. You're just going, well, you are feeling the negatives of, I need this thing. It's the only thing that can fix me. The logical brain would have to come in and go, is it though? What else can you do? What are you hoping to get from this thing that you think will fix it? Because using food as a perfect example, a lot of people go, I just need this food. It's comforting and I just need it to get through. It's like, okay, well, what are you using that for? I'm using it for comfort. I'm using it to feel safe. I'm using it to do this. And there's obviously a lot of like past experiences that would go into proving this. I sit in my room and eat food and life is good. It feels okay. Amazing. We love that. The other thing would be, is that comforting for your life? No, because I don't really work with people that, not to say I wouldn't work with them, but it's just not the type of people that reach out to me. They're not the people that are like super comfortable in their body and in their life. They're uncomfortable with something in their life, whether it's just a habit, whether it's their clothes, whether it's their entire life, don't know. But there's something that they're wanting to improve because they're uncomfortable with. They feel that this is a negative feeling they want to remove, no matter where it comes from. And in order to basically improve feelings, challenge thought patterns, beliefs, all that stuff, we need to feel. So many people come into this and go, I need to understand the logic behind everything. But they already know the logic behind everything. If you keep doing this, you're fucked. If you keep doing this, you will not improve. If you keep doing this, you will die. If you keep doing this, this is your life forever. And they go, yeah, but you know, what do I do when I really want to make this change? And I go, you need to sit in it and feel. They go, what else? Like, I've tried every other logical way to get out of this, and I've exhausted every logical solution to be able to fix this. So now what do I do? Like, well, we need to emotionally feel. No. Let's stay logic, because I don't want to deal with emotions. They're uncomfortable and yucky. But I need to change my life because I fucking hate where I am at the moment, and it's really uncomfortable living where I am. So how do I do that? Go and feel. Okay, you're not hearing me. I don't want to do it. It's like, okay, if you have exhausted every logical solution to your problem that you have at the moment, then the most logical solution for you is to have the emotional, side of things, is to feel, is to start talking about things, is to go, what is it that you're trying to get? What are you trying to avoid? Are you trying to just be comfortable? Are you uncomfortable with something? How does this make you feel? We really have to explore the feelings behind all of this. I cannot tell you how many clients, I just clapped like that, Jesus. I cannot tell you how many clients that I have worked with where they understand the logical side of practically everything. And it's, okay, do this. I've already done that and it didn't work because of this. Okay, could we do something different? Or what was your situation like before? Would it work now? No, it's not going to work because of ABC. Okay, so the only logical solution left is for us to go internal and go, we need to, obviously I don't say this to them, but to shorthand this, it's we need to not do that. So it's going to be sit in the uncomfortable feeling of not doing it. Because every time you've gone to go do that, you've done it. So you keep reinforcing the shit that you're trying to leave. It's like, I really need to stop smoking. Have a smoke. And you go, I really need to stop. That was my last one. You get a craving for a smoke and you go, I need to smoke. So I'll go have a smoke. Oh God, I really need to quit. It's not fucking doing anything. If you need to quit, then you know what? Sit in it. Obviously, there's different things. Like there's a fuckload of chemicals going through your body when you're smoking and there's a different kind of addiction. But you sitting there and going, oh, this is bad. I should really stop this. It's like, well, you're not going to. So just admit to yourself that you want to smoke, because you're almost giving yourself that. And I've gone through this a lot. I don't smoke, but in terms of like family members that did smoke, just admit to yourself that you like smoking. Just admit to yourself that you can. And maybe tell yourself, oh, I can't beat this. Oh, this is a pain in the ass. Like maybe smoking is more powerful than me. Maybe I can't give this up. There's something that will just have to be like an emotional breaker to go, is this really my life? Am I really going to do this forever? Be like, you know what? Maybe I just can't give up smoking. And if you really don't want to, then you don't have to. It's your life. If you want to give up smoking and you go, well, maybe I can't beat it, I'm willing to bet there would be a part in you that goes, fuck that. Like, no, I need to give, like, it would almost be like, well, this is it. This is my life. I'm not going to change it because my actions are telling me that nothing's going to fucking change. Then you are admitting to yourself, oh, fuck, okay, this is me. Because every time you do it, you're letting yourself off the hook by going, oh, I'm not a smoker. I just smoke socially and 7 times a day at every smoke break and opportunity that I get, probably even a whole pack. But I'm not a smoker. No, I don't identify as a smoker. Like, but all the logical signs are pointing there. It's like, yes, but I'm a highly logical person and I understand I need to quit. So then quit. If you logically understand all of that, why aren't you doing anything about it? If you're a highly logical person, because guess what? I have some news for you. You're not as logical as you think. You are as emotional as a baby. You are as emotional as me. as anyone. We all use our emotions to start things, to finish things, to basically take action on everything. And then we use logic to bias it and go, this is why I'm still smoking. This is why I can't stop eating. This is why I don't go to the gym. This is why I can't go for walks. This is why I can't do all these things. Okay. It's awesome that you know, why can't you do these things? Do you want to move through them? If the answer is yes, and if you're listening to the podcast, I'm willing the answer is yes. I'm willing to bet the answer is yes. So we need to sit with them. So many clients, they go to talk therapy and they do all these things to be like, yes, I know why I have this association because of my past, because, for example, mum or dad did this, brother did this, all this is happening, this is what was important to me, and this is how I grew up, and this is why I have this association. Okay, well, that's awesome awareness. What would you like to do about that? I don't know. That's where you come in. Tell me what to do. Okay. Why don't we, when we have that association, why don't we feel some things? Nope, not doing it. Like, okay, so you don't really want to improve. Let's just cut the shit and admit it to yourself. You don't really want to improve because this is the best path forward. And if you're a very logical person and this is resonating with you in terms of like, obviously just what I'm saying of like being logical and not wanting to face the emotions. Every single client I have had, when they talk shit out, when they start feeling stuff and I go, just sit with this. The biggest example I could use, a lot of people, when they start the program, they want to be perfect. They want to track all their calories. They want to get workouts in or steps or whatever their movement stuff looks like, but they want to get everything as perfect as possible. And they start with the, you know, the motivation. It's all brand new, bright and shiny. And that's awesome. I love that because a lot of people have that. But I slow play it at the start on purpose because I know people are going to be going balls to the wall. So I try to pull them up and slow them down. And for a lot of people, that's like, is it working? Is it not working? Because most people come to me like, if I don't lose a kilo a week, I'm failing. It's like, who told you that? Literally everyone in my past who I've ever hired for weight loss. Okay, we're not doing that. You also said you wanted weight loss to be a part of what we're doing. I don't want to, little side note, I don't want to only talk about weight loss, but it's the only thing that gets people's attention. If I go, this is how to lose weight and do these things, people go, yes, I will pay attention to this. If I go, this is how to feel amazing and be more comfortable in your skin, not as many people will go, I can combine the two to go, this is how to lose weight and feel comfortable in your skin, That would get a lot more people and does get a lot more people. But I can't really, if I went weight loss, tangible result versus feeling better and being more comfortable, the weight loss would win. I don't want to talk about weight loss. And a lot of people that sign up say, I don't want to focus on weight loss, but I want to lose weight. And that's why they feel like a hypocrite. So even though I'm not really like, you must lose weight, I understand that it's a goal that everyone still wants. It's a goal that's inevitable for most people. If you do these things at even an entry basic level, you'll lose weight. It's never not happened for people. There are just, we can autopilot that. That is very logical and tangible. We lose weight by doing X, Y, Z. So now how do you feel? While people are getting the results, I want to focus on how you feel, how you think, what are your habits? Why are we doing what we're doing? That's the shit that I specialize in and that I really want to be talking about. It's obviously just very hard to market that shit because I go, I'm going to talk about this. And people go, nah, fuck that. If I'm not losing a kilo a week, I'm failing. It takes people a lot of, I suppose, repeated exposure to the podcast, to my content, to what I'm saying before they go, he might be onto something. But if they're sticking around or listening to the podcast and doing things, then it's like, okay, they really want to improve, but they're maybe just feeling a bit stuck. So what I'm getting at from everyone that I've spoken to in the past 2 weeks and what I've seen all over social media, a lot of people have a really good awareness for where things are coming from. They know, my God, I'm choking. They know where things are coming from, why they're feeling particular things, what to do in case it does. It's the, I know what I need to do, but I'm not doing it. Why aren't you doing it? It's because of a mental or emotional block. But people don't want to feel emotions because that's uncomfortable. So that's where I start pushing people to go, feeling things and going internal and being intangible is the most logical thing that we can do. I don't know how many people I've had in the past where I have said, and they have been people where I could go, I could give you calories, macros, and workouts you'd fucking smash it out of the park in like 6 to 8 weeks. So that's not why you're here. Am I right? And I'd be like, yeah, that's pretty on point. I want this to be a lifestyle. I want this to be a habit. I do want to feel better. It's like, okay, cool. If you want to feel better, we have to start allowing ourselves to feel better. We do the shit that makes us feel good and gets us results. But if you're not addressing the shit that is constantly holding you back, you're not going to go far. It's the thing that I have said for a long fucking time of we don't grow to our potential, we grow to our restraints. The same way that I was about to say I put on social media, but I didn't. I put this into the book. The same way that I say me in school, for example, everyone goes, Trav, well, everyone, the teachers, Trav is extremely smart, but he gets distracted incredibly easy and he doesn't show a lot of work ethic for his schoolwork and blah, blah, blah. He wants to hang out with friends and do, it's like Trav has so much potential. The issue was not my potential or my ability to do things, because PE and things that I found interesting, it was good. I applied myself. I did my homework. It wasn't like fucking elite level stuff where I was like, school and study is my entire personality, because it wasn't. I was like, this is interesting. I'm just going to do this because I kind of want to. My constraint at school was a lack of passion and it wasn't interesting. None of it was really sticking out to me of like, why do we do this? Because it was always like, you do this so you can go to university. It's like, I don't even know what I'm going to university for. It wasn't until year 12 where I sat down with a careers counselor and they said, maybe you should do something with PT because that's what sounds like you are the most passionate about. So maybe something in sport. And I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. Then I was like, maybe I shouldn't drop out of school because it was really just annoying me that everyone was like, you should do these things. Why? Because you should do these things. That's not explaining fucking anything to me. That's just dictating what I should do with my life. And if I don't feel like that's the right thing to do, how am I going to get motivated and interested about it? I'm not. When I eventually went to university, yeah, I was good at my studies because it was all sport and it was all like, it was things that I was interested in. Then when the university came in and said, hey, we're cutting the diploma because it's an arbitrary degree because you can go straight into a bachelor's with a Cert 4. So you will be the last class to do this because it's a redundant degree now. Okay, bye. After that, I had a massive mental breakdown because I was like, well, what the fuck have I just paid all this money for to do an arbitrary degree? It's like, yeah, I was doing this in the hopes of like going to bachelor's, but what's the point of me even finishing if I can just go into a bachelor's right now? I'll just take 6 months off, maybe go start working as a PT and like leave with my Cert 4 and I get 6 months of work experience and I can just come back in next year and start with a bachelor's because this is fucking useless, you're telling me. They go, no, it's not that. You still owe us money for doing this course. I'm like, I'm 3 weeks into it. Are you fucking kidding me? And then that was a whole legal issue of which I fucking won. And you're welcome. And that was super fun. But my constraint, when it got addressed, it went away. And the constraint could have been travel time because I was, no one will really know locations, so I'll just give you times. I was living in a certain area and university was an hour and a half away from, or about almost a 2 hour train ride and walk from where I was living. Where I was working at the time was an hour and a half in the opposite direction away from home. So if I went from university to work, it would take me about 2.5-3 hours to get to work. But it was basically a perfect line. It was home to university, back to home. The next day, home to work, and then back. And I would basically do that. Full-time work, full-time study. I had 2 part-time jobs. I was working at a pizza shop and I was also doing reception work as well. That was the 3 hours away. So there was a lot of constraints that could have been there. No money, a lot of travel time, a lot of things, but the passion was there. Okay, I like studying. I like doing these things. The potential, I started growing to it, and that was really fucking good.
Levy, what are you doing?
I started growing to my potential because I removed my constraints. When I started going to therapy, I was very slowly removing those constraints. And it wasn't just that I was understanding what he was saying and what I was saying. It was me talking things out and going, I feel like this, and actually feeling it. And then analyzing, going over, running over that entire session I had, and going, man, maybe I feel like this because of this. And I really had to sit with my thoughts and go, are they right? Are they wrong? Could they be coming from here? And it was usually about 3 to 7 days later that I would have like a bit of a breakthrough and go, oh, fuck. And then I felt the change coming. That's where a lot of my confidence actually started coming from, because I went to therapy and removed a lot of the things that were basically holding me back. So then I felt more confident to post on social media. I felt more confident to ask people if they wanted help. And all of that came off the back of talking through shit and feeling the difference. It wasn't just, yes, I know why I have abandonment and trust issues. Excellent. I have abandonment and trust issues. You're not really doing anything outside of labeling yourself with a diagnosis and going, okay, I have a cold. Do you want to take any medication for it or do anything? Nope. I have a cold. That's why I can't breathe through my nose. I have a cold. Okay, well, maybe we should get like heating in your house or like give you some warm clothes so that it doesn't go from 30 degrees to 6 degrees at night and you keep having a cold. I can't do that because I have a cold. That's the equivalent of not wanting to feel your feelings while still doing all of the logical shit to be like, eh, I don't really take action on stuff because logically it hasn't worked in the past. So what's the difference now? Well, if you do it now and feel stuff and combine it with the internal work, you will feel and see a significant difference. But there comes a point where we have to just sort of cut the shit and go, do you really even want to change? And if you do, then we're going to have to lean into some uncomfortable shit. If you don't, then that's fine. This is your life. That's it. Have it, take it, but don't waste your money and your time by signing up and pretending that you want to do something. Don't give yourself a very expensive guilt-free get out of jail card by going, I'm working on this. Thumbs up, everyone, when you're not really, because it's just going to feel even worse for you. Because I know what it feels like to be able to say, I'm doing these things. And like, there's been a lot of courses I've done in the past to be like, I feel like I should do these things because it just feels like the thing that I should do. And then I do it and I'm like, hey, I did this thing. Like I got through it. What'd you learn from it? I don't know. It was just really about getting through it. I think I learned something. I didn't take anything away from it. It didn't change my life. It was just a box that I ticked. And I ticked it because I thought that I should do it. It didn't improve my life. It didn't make it any worse. On paper, it's like, yeah, I did these things. But for me, I didn't feel anything. And I was like, why the fuck did I spend all my time and money doing that? And a lot of people would look at like a resume, for example, if I was to put everything on there, they would go, wow, you've done a lot and overcome a lot. Yeah, I guess. There's big things on there that I really like and that I really enjoy. But honestly, I don't know why I did 80% of it, because it was just ticking a box because I felt that I should be doing more because I never feel like I'm going to be good enough. So I fill it up with doing quantity work and just always staying busy because I don't want to be alone with my thoughts. That's where my high work ethic comes in. Now that I'm actually okay being with my thoughts because I've gone to therapy, I've talked out everything, and I'm feeling a hell of a lot better, I'm actually resting more. So I'm doing a lot less work, but I'm doing higher quality work. And now I'm doing shit that I actually want to, and life is getting better exponentially. It's like being in a fucking slingshot. It's like a roller coaster where it's like, oh yeah, this is all cool, this is good, and it slowly starts ramping up, and then it just goes like almost fucking vertical. You're like, oh, this is going to be a steep tip. Except there is no massive drop-off in life. It's just you keep accumulating shit. You'll let go of things over time as you want to let them go, but that's almost like an addition to your life because you feel better. Life is one of the things, and feeling better and mental health and even physically as well, like doing less at the gym. My body didn't start feeling fucking awesome until I did less at the gym. I went from 6 days a week of doing like the classic bro split of like chest, triceps, back, biceps, and then legs and abs, doing 2 hour sessions 6 days a week. I was burning out. Like, unless you're trying to be an elite level bodybuilder, it's nonsensical. You're just burning yourself out for almost no fucking reason other than I feel like this is what I should do and tick this box. That's about it. And when I started doing 4 to 5 days, at the moment I'm doing 4, but at the moment I'm doing 5, but they're very short sessions, but they're meant to be 4. 4 decent sessions or 5 short ones. So when I started doing that, I started feeling better. I had more time to recover. My joints were under a lot less stress. I was doing better at work because I was like, oh yep, sweet, I've done it and I'm still seeing results. Amazing. But none of that would have been possible if I didn't start feeling the things that I was talking about, going through the things I was talking about. And there was a lot of awareness. There's a lot of logical things. Like, I am highly logical, but I'm more emotional than I am logical. And I'm aware of that. So yeah, while yes, I do say that, like, yeah, I'm a very logical person, but I still have to understand everything, why it's happening, how it's happening. Like, give me the reasons why this matters and the full context of everything. And then I will say, okay, I'm going to either take it or leave it. And this is the action that I'm going to take off the back of all that information. But actioning all of that and even listening to it in the first place comes from my emotions. It resonates with me. I feel like it might be able to improve my life. I feel like that person on social media is fucking around. So do I have to make a video correcting them? You know what? I can't be bothered because it's not that bad and heaps of people have already done it. So that's completely fine. None of this, and well, actually, I'm going to say it again. Your life will not improve or get better if you don't start feeling things and talking things out. I cannot tell you a single client, myself included, who just went logical and improved their life to feel better in every sense. People have lost weight doing just logical stuff. That's usually where they burn out, feel like shit, gain all the weight back, and here we are doing the exact same thing. Until you start addressing your emotions, your beliefs, your thoughts, and start challenging them and be okay to be uncomfortable and sit with the uncomfortable and feel things, I know you don't want to do it. No one wants to do it. But if you really want to get past the things that are basically holding you back, I have so many people that want to lose weight, but they can't yet because they're stuck with whatever's going on in their brain. They want to hit these goals, but their brain and their thoughts and feelings and beliefs are crippling them. So just saying go to the gym more or get more steps or do less of it or do whatever, that doesn't actually matter to them because they're going to do that anyway. Sorry, because they're not going to do that anyway because of what's going on in their brain. So sometimes, oh my God, I just went on like six different tangents in my brain hole and I was like, what fucking one do I want to take? Oh my God. I saw my brain diverting. No wonder I'm fucking divergent. So I've completely forgotten everything that I was talking about. You know what? I'm going to have a drink break. No, I'm not, because the bottle's fucking empty. That's right. That was the thing that I was annoyed at before I started the podcast. Oh. You need to feel things. I can't remember what I was going to say. You need to feel things. That's it. That's what it was. A lot of people sign up because they need clarity. A lot of people need clarity in their life. And sometimes when people say, I've done all the things, I've done all these things, I know how to lose weight, I know what's going on, I know that if I did ABC, that would work out really well, and it would get me towards my goals. Then I could probably start looking into blah, blah, blah. Like, they outline everything to be like, logically, I need to do this. And like, yeah, I agree with you. That sounds fucking amazing. They go, but I'm not doing it. And sometimes accountability is like the main thing that people are paying me for. And I'm like, what do you need me for other than like, basically proofreading things? And at the end of the day, that's really what I do. But it's actually not. It's a very small thing of what I do. Providing people clarity over, okay, your idea and your plan sounds really good, but be aware of ABC, and having that clarity reduces overwhelm a fuckload. Or they go, yeah, your plan is awesome, but I wouldn't do it because you've done that before and it's done this and it's done this. And if we didn't have this context of like what you went through in your past, then sure, go for it, because I feel like I'd be able to pull you up or speed you up or do whatever to get those results. But right now, if you did that, I feel like it's going to trigger you pretty hard in the opposite direction, which will end up with us losing the results and just repeating shit we've done in the past. So here's what I would do instead. That amount of clarity, I cannot tell you how many people just go, oh, and they let go of that breath and they let go of the stress and anxiety that comes with it and just go like, oh, now that sounds pretty good. The next step is usually pretty damn hard in the sense of actually trusting the process and going with it. But once people trust the process and they start feeling the difference from trusting the process, even though it's different to everything they've done in the past, they go, this is way fucking better. I would do this every single day of the week. And that's really where I want to help people get to. So it's awesome to understand the logical side, the awareness of everything, of like where it comes from and why we do particular things, but then you have to act on it. Then you have to feel things and go, how does that make you feel? What would we do for it? What are we trying to achieve by doing those things? We really have to go internal with it, because if you don't, then you're just giving yourself a diagnosis and going, yep, this is it. This, I can point to this and say, this is the reason why I don't do things. Cool. I had a client who had one leg. Are they going to fucking sit there and go, well, that's why I can't do leg press? No, they do leg press, but single leg press. That's it. They have a reason. They have a thing. They have an excuse. They have an easy get out of jail free card. It's like through COVID, a lot of businesses packed up and they absolutely are justified in doing that. I could have completely given up on the fitness genie, on personal training, on everything. It would have been very easy and I would have had a very good get out of jail free card to go, well, I can't personal train anymore. So what's the point in doing it? I'm going to go get another job doing something else, or I'm just going to sit here, get money from the government, and I'm just going to chill and just do that. No one would have blamed me for quitting, for giving up. Like, oh, I lost my business through COVID. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh man, everyone was doing it tough. It was this, it was that. It's like, yeah. But I didn't. I pivoted. I was already doing online work before COVID, and I was like, well, let's see what full online looks like. I took a 3-month break, basically a gap quarter, and then I got back into it. I didn't want to do Zoom sessions the way everyone was, because then I'm like, I don't know why. There was something in me that was just like, that doesn't feel like the way to go. It feels like doing Zoom sessions is really going to be unfulfilling. So I waited 3 months, and then something eventually came to me. All of that eventually turned into the Unfuck Yourself program. And that was it. It was, oh, I'm going to start doing nutrition. I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to start doing all these things. I was already doing nutrition before that, but I mean like absolutely into it and creating a program over it, giving it some massive structure. That's what this has all turned into. But, oh, my neck. But that would have been a very easy get out of jail free card. And I feel like some people, obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, this is probably not you. This is highly unlikely to be you. A lot of people just want to get out of jail free card. Oh, yeah, I don't do this because in my past, my dad did this and I was traumatized because of this, and that's why I don't do things. So if you wanted to get through that, yes, it would be uncomfortable, but you're talking about it. So let's talk about it, feel it, and see if we can move through it. I didn't do these things because my last train I did, blah, blah, blah. Cool. Like, I'm sorry that anyone has to go through anything that is traumatizing. That's like full stop. That's it. I'm sorry that anyone has to go through anything that is traumatizing. If you want to improve it and get through it and move on and not have this thing be a fucking anchor in your chest, and you want to enjoy your life, then hey, you're going to have to think about it, talk about it, get it out of your system, and learn how to manage those thoughts and feelings that come with it for when you get triggered. Because otherwise, you're just going to keep being triggered, but you'll have a get out of jail free card because people go, yeah, that's fair for why that didn't work for you. I come up with those reasons and go, I'm going to do this despite these things, because then it just sounds like a fucking way cooler story. I am a sucker for like, how is this going to be a story? I love that shit. I don't know why. But it's just always been that thing for me to be like, here are the reasons I can't do this. These are the reasons I'm going to do this. And it's the exact same list. It just makes more sense. You have to be hard on yourself because you're not getting anywhere if you don't. If you constantly keep letting yourself off the hook, and there's, again, what I said at the start, there is some nuance to this. If you always let yourself off the hook, then you're not really going to achieve anything because you're allowing yourself to not do anything and feel justified for it. In some situations, yes, that is completely justified. And I have made a living off of telling people what you were doing is completely justified and why you were not doing things. And here's what we could do about it. Or are you looking to move through that? I get why you're not doing this thing. It makes complete sense. So what would you like to do about it? And a lot of people go, I'd like to move on from it. We go, sweet. And that's where we start working together. And boom, we come up with a million different ways for them to be able to move through those things. But you have to be very hard on yourself. Otherwise, you just don't achieve much. And you have to be hard on yourself in the way that you want to be living your life in the future. You don't have to be hard on yourself in the way of you should be doing these things, like being held back by the past and repeating past actions. But you should be hard on yourself in the sense of this is what I want from my future and what I want from my life. So I'm going to be very disciplined and very hard on myself in doing these things and sticking to my goals of this is the life that I want in the future and this is what it's going to take to be able to do that. Yes, you can take a break from it every so often. You can rest so that you can recharge to produce higher quality results. That's why we rest, to get better results from the future tasks that we're going to be doing. You have to be hard on yourself to do those things. But if you constantly go, here's everything I'm going to be doing for this year. Day one, that's kind of hot today. I'm not going to do it. Day two, it's not as warm as I would like it to be. And I didn't have my pants ready. So I'm going to do this. day three, and there's just something that always comes up until 6 months later. It's like, man, how is it? How is it halfway through the year? It's crazy. There's going to be a bit of nuance to it, and context is obviously involved, but you have to be hard on yourself. I can't say that anymore without not smiling and it sounding weird. So I'm going to end it there. But yeah, start feeling some shit. You've gone through the logical stuff. You're likely aware of where everything is coming from, but you don't need logic anymore. You need to get into the emotions. You need to figure out why you're not doing stuff and then take action on that so that you can feel better. Feel your feelings because they're the only thing holding you back. If you like this and you haven't yet, it would be awesome if you can give me a 5-star review on Spotify, because I actually have a decent ratio on that and I am all about it at the moment. So yeah, if you haven't left a review, feel free to leave one. If you have questions on this, feel free to just message me on Instagram. I have seen some comments on Spotify. I really need a notification thing set up because I don't get notified of them. But message me on Instagram if you have any questions about literally anything, or just to leave some feedback about the podcast, or if there is a topic that you want to be talked about, I suppose. Shit, even if you want to come on, or even if you want to see particular guests or people being talked to or interviewed on this podcast, then feel free to let me know. I'll ask and see if I can get them on. But yeah, the more reviews you leave, the more you follow, the more you share, the more you engage, the more likely I am to get more guests on and take this podcast to the next level so that you can start basically listening and getting a fuckload more free value. So yeah, have an awesome day, week, everything else, and I'll speak to you soon.